KN4 TFW or KO4 HKX. You guys are out, Patrick or Kit or Kit or Patrick? KA3JCA.
Richard, KN4 TFW.
H&A?
Yep, just pulled out the driveway.
That's good. Hey, the other day I was kind of eavesdropping or listening. I think you said you did a bunch of candid, so I want to tell you that I want to try your chili. You were talking about something else. I forget, you bought all that chicken. So, but I definitely heard you said something about chili, and I love chili.
Do some more this coming weekend, since it's a long weekend. And that, but yeah, we started canning last year just, you know, to help out a little bit, but we always, it's just me and my wife, so we just had, you know, always have a lot of leftovers. I've taken Thanksgiving turkey and canned everything that was, you know, left over. It worked out real good.
I never actually thought about that. I was going to tell you that my brother, it's just him and his wife, and there's a cookbook that they bought from America's Test Kitchen. It's called Cooking for Two. Now, I've looked at it. I bought the book, but I have it. It's got a lot of good recipes in there for two people, so you're not having a lot of leftovers. Excuse me. And I think my brother said that his wife cooks it. I think he has enough maybe for like one more meal afterwards. I think that's what she said, but she modified it in such a way that if she's making it, it's not just all done that night.
You know, enough to where we had plenty to eat, and then, you know, maybe one left over for me to take to lunch or something like that. Also canned up some salmon. We like salmon patties, but, you know, if you buy the salmon in the store in the can, it's got the bones and the skin, and Susan don't like messing with all that, so I just fillet it, throw it in the jar, and cook it right in the jar. It's awesome.
We have to get with you. I was just talking to my wife, too. I said something about if her mom ever canned. I grew up, my parents did some canning, but I never got really involved in it. And she said her mom used to do canned corn and so forth like that. I wonder, you know, like taking fresh corn off the cob and putting it in a jar and making it like a corn relish and doing that. And then I have an aunt that used to go pick raspberries, wild raspberries out in the woods that are, you know, like whenever planted or whatever. And she used to make a raspberry freezer jam. It would never freeze completely solid, but you take a warm piece of toast with a little bit of butter and take you a spoon of that freezer jam, put it on the toast, and you're not buttering or jellying the whole toast. You're just putting it like a little spread on there, enough for you to take a bite. That ice cold and that warm toast, it's perfect.
And I've never done any of those. My mother-in-law does like jellies and jams and stuff like that. I've never done any corn, mostly because, I can't have corn. I got a digestive issue, and corn is really my enemy.
Yeah, I know that. I think I have that issue, too. Also, you said you bought, like, the leg and the thigh and separated them and froze the legs and deboned the thighs. My daughter loves dark meat, so do I. My wife doesn't. She only likes the chicken breast. And where did you buy the meat and the tomatoes from?
I got at a store called KJ's Market. They, when Food Lion bought out the Bilos, they didn't convert all of the stores into Food Lions, and they sold some of them to KJ's. So there's one up here in Lyman. You'll have to look it up online, see where the closest one is to you, but they usually have it called their butcher box, and I think there was like 22 leg quarters in that box, and that for $10.99. And then the tomatoes, we went to Asheville to the farmer's market up there. It was like $20 for a case.
Okay. Well, I just looked up KJ Market. I haven't seen an address here. All of the ones that popped up are one in Greenwood and one in Lyman. So I'll have to do the store locator here in a second, check it out. But how is that the farmer's market up there, KA3JCA?
It's not as... I wish there was one closer around here. I mean, they had the one over on Rutherford, but it's not too good. Now, my boss tells me that there's one over there by Malden High School on Wednesdays. It's pretty good, but I've never been there. But the one in Asheville, you can look it up. It's like Western North Carolina Farmers Market or something like that. But it's pretty nice. I mean, there's a good amount of vendors there, but you can look and see what's in season and that. But they're all the vendors are pretty much the same price and that. But they're... My brother-in-law used to get a better deal because he could talk Spanish.
Would you have to take him with you? yeah, they have a little quarter stand right there on the, just past the high school, right there on Butler Road. They have a little small farmer's market. Come in there once or twice. Some days I went in there, and the food was, you know, really, really good.
Over there. KM4 GFW clear.
KA3 ACA.